This special Anything Goes with Lee Savory is brought to you with thanks for the generosity of Sheffield Studios, Jazzy's Magazine, and this radio station. Hey there, fellow Americans. Today on Anything Goes, we're going to be celebrating this great country of ours and the best city in the world, New York. I'm Lee Savory, and here's a homegrown feller named Tony Bennett with our Anything Goes theme song.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
The Boston Pops, under the direction of John Williams and Harold Arlens. I love a parade to kick off this patriotic edition of Anything Goes. And at the top, as always, Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra and Cole Porter's Anything Goes. And that's just where you're at. This is Anything Goes, where we always play lots of classic swing and standards, Broadway, jazz, new swing, and a little bit of just about anything else. I'm Lise Avery, and I know you are right there with me when I say that I am mad as hell about the events of September 11th. As a matter of fact, I think it's fair to say that about 300 million Americans are mad as hell, not to mention countless millions or perhaps billions of people all over the world. But in addition to feeling angry, we're all sad, proud, and so many different emotions. I can't tell you what an honor it is to have the opportunity to share some great music with you here on this terrific station. And coming up next for you, here on Anything Goes, is a man who always knew what his priorities were. No matter how famous and wealthy he became, he remained living in his modest home in Queens, and he spread joy wherever he went. It's Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Satchmo, Mr. Louis Armstrong with his magnificent performance of What a Wonderful World. You have to know that Louis saw his share of adversity in his life, and yet he managed to radiate a rare and inspirational kind of joy, and that's the kind of courage that we all need, especially right now. I'm Lise Avery, putting together a tribute to our great country and the magnificent city of New York for you. Here on Anything Goes, and I thank you for taking the time to keep me company today. Coming up in this break and in each break of this edition of Anything Goes, there will be ways that you can help in the aftermath of the horrific events of September 11th. So stay close. We'll be coming back after the break with a beauty from Barbra Streisand that may be new to you, and a classic from Frances Albert, all about the Big Apple.
The International Association of Firefighters has established the New York Firefighters 911 Disaster Relief Fund to collect and ensure the proper distribution of financial contributions to the families of those lost in the World Trade Center disaster. This fund is the only fund officially endorsed by the IAFF and the executive boards of IAFF New York Firefighters Local 94 and New York Fire Officers Local 854. Please donate now. Make your checks or money orders payable to New York Firefighters 911 Disaster Relief Fund, P.O. Box 65858, Washington, D.C., 2005-5858. All contributions to the fund are tax deductible. Money collected will be dedicated to the families of the firefighters and EMS personnel killed in the disaster. New York Firefighters 911 Disaster Relief Fund, P.O. Box 65858, Washington, D.C., 20035-5858.
New York Cares is a nonprofit organization that mobilizes 40,000 volunteers each year to serve on flexibly scheduled, team-based projects that are created in partnership with schools, social service agencies, and environmental groups. Responding to our city's most acute needs, New York Cares volunteers tutor children, feed the hungry, assist people living with HIV and AIDS, revitalize community gardens, take homeless children on recreational outings, visit the elderly, bridge the digital divide, and do so much more. New York Cares is the ideal choice for busy New Yorkers, offering a wide variety of volunteer opportunities to accommodate busy schedules. Projects are offered in the mornings, evenings, and on weekends. Plus, New York Cares offers a range of commitment levels, so a volunteer can give a few hours per week or a few hours per year. To get more information about New York Cares, please call 212-228-5000. That's 212-228-5000. It's something you can do to make a difference. Okay, Patriots, as promised, we're going to kick this set off with a city feller hanging out in the greatest city in the world. It's the place to be a part of. It never sleeps. And as we all know, the best people in the world live right here in our hood. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Anything Goes. Here's Frank.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. To you, New York, New York.
Francis Albert Sinatra with the penultimate ode to New York, New York. Now, I do have one objection to that song, written by Candor and Ebb. The lyric says, "Come on, come through, New York." Well, he knew better. Frank, you knew better. New York always comes through with flying colors. People of all colors with their hands clasped and their head held high. We may complain, but when the chips are down, there's just no place in the whole world like New York City, especially around this time of year when it's autumn here in New York.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Barbra Streisand, or Mrs. Brolin, if you prefer. Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more than a day. Between day and night, between black and white, there is more than gray. That one's a beauty, for sure, and so very thought-provoking. Music by Michelle Legrand and lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman. The title track from an album Barbara never finished. And Miss Billie Holiday with another tribute to the greatest city in the world, Autumn. Here in New York, I'm Lise Avery with you on this commercial-free edition of Anything Goes. We're paying tribute to the big, beautiful apple, to the many heroes of whom we are so proud, and to the great diversity that is our city and our wonderful country. And by the by, if you like what you're hearing, won't you tell a friend or two about Anything Goes, and I invite you to check out my website at liseavery.com. Let me spell my name for you. It's L-I-S-E. A-V-E-R-Y, and you can find out about making contributions to the many deserving organizations you're about to hear and are hearing about on this edition of Anything Goes. You can learn about sponsorship of Anything Goes and what kind of tickets and stuff we're giving away and where else on your radio dial you can hear Anything Goes. And perhaps most importantly, you can send me your comments and suggestions about programming your show with a click of your mouse. At liseavery.com. And right now, for a limited time, you can get a free CD and a free copy of Jazz's magazine. Just go to my website and click on the Jazz's banner. There's no strings attached, and you don't need to buy anything. So check me out and get your free stuff. And send me an email so I know you stopped by. And while you're on the web, there is another place you might want to go called thankyourescuers.com. By logging on to thankyourescuers.com. That's thankyourescuers. Everyone is logging on and leaving their personal message of appreciation for the rescuers of this tragedy, both on the web. You can also find out about Anything Goes or leave your comments and suggestions at the Anything Goes listener line at 212-613. 212-613-6163. That's 212-613-6163. And I guess that's enough ways to get in touch with me. And right now, fellow patriots, how about a tribute to our national pastime with a couple of classic fellers named Bud and Lou. You've heard of them. I think Lou is confused.
Hey, Abbott!
What do you want, Costello?
Hello, Abbott. I understand that you're going to be the manager of the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation baseball team.
Yes, we just organized the thing.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Well, I'd like to play on the team myself. You know, I know something about baseball.
Well, that would be accomplished.
Well, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Why, surely I'll introduce you to the boys. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean.
Spelled Daffy?
Daffy Dean. And
I'm their French cousin.
French cousin?
Gouffet.
Gouffet. Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What silly name. I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Have you got a first baseman?
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Now tell me who's on first.
That's right.
I want to know what's the guy's name on first
no,
base.
No, no, what's on second
I'm
base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not mentioning third. Now, let's get together.
How did I get on third base?
You have to mention his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third
no,
base?
No, who is playing first?
I'm not asking you who's on first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on third?
What is on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
I can't change their name.
You got a first baseman?
Absolutely.
When you pay him off every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Sure he does.
Look, the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. Now, you know these players as well as I do.
You got a catcher?
Surely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. Right. I don't even. Look, all we got is a couple of days on it.
I can't all. Help that.
A couple
don't
of days.
Don't get excited, now.
Who's your next side?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
Well, tell me.
Now, I'll catch today myself.
All
I'm
right.
going to catch. Yes. And tomorrow's pitching on a team.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow throws the ball and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
Oh, so I throw the ball to naturally.
You do nothing of the kind. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Did I throw the ball to naturally?
But you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not working that way.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say
same
it.
As you. I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Naturally. Now, whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Abbott and Costello with one of our favorite tributes to baseball of all time on this commercial-free New York City and America tribute edition of Anything Goes. Yeah, we're paying tribute to the great city we call New York, the great country we call the USA, and to all of those who lost their lives and loved ones, and to the heroes who have shown the magnificence of their character since September 11th. I'm Lise Avery, and I'm honored by your company. We've got some information coming up right now in this break, this commercial-free edition of Anything Goes. We've just got public service announcements coming at you so you know how you can help. So make sure you keep a pencil and a paper handy so you can take notes and keep yourself posted. My thanks to Sheffield Studios and this radio station for their generosity in making this commercial-free show happen. On September 21st, the entertainment industry came together to raise funds and raise the spirits of all who have been touched by the horrific tragedy that has struck America. America, A Tribute to Heroes, was a remarkable live two-hour commercial-free simulcast bringing the American family and the international community together to raise funds for the thousands and thousands of victims and their families who have suffered from this heinous assault on humanity.
The show may be over, but you can still make a pledge to the September 11 Telethon Fund. All funds raised from this program will go to the September 11 Telethon Fund administered by the United Way. Everyone involved donated his or her time, resources, and services. ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC underwrote all costs surrounding the show, and the United Way is underwriting all administration costs for the Telethon Fund. The United Way and Tribute to Heroes will not be conducting any solicitations in support of the Telethon, so you have to contact them. To pledge online, please go to tributetoheroes.org or send your contributions to P.O. Box 203-103, Houston, Texas, 77216. That information again to contribute to the entertainment industry's Tribute to Heroes is tributetoheroes.org or send your contributions to P.O. Box 203-103, Houston, Texas, 77216. And thank you.
All righty. Getting right on back to the music for my fellow countrymen and women. You're listening to Anything Goes, a commercial-free edition of Anything Goes in tribute to our great country and our terrific city. I'm Lise Avery, and everywhere you go, flags are flying. It's a sight I've never seen before in my lifetime. They're hanging on people's homes, flying from the antennas of people's cars, and people are even wearing the red, white, and blue. It's a feeling we all share, no matter where you're from or what color your skin happens to be. And right now we have put our differences aside and we're speaking with a unified voice. It's an inspiring and a beautiful thing.
Blind, but now I
Judy Collins and her magnificent version of Amazing Grace, recorded in a church with, as you may have noticed, only voices and no instrumentation, and a lovely rendition also of Amazing Grace from Mr. Chet Atkins. And, well, normally, at this point in Anything Goes, we get all prepared to get rowdy with the Jump Boogie set, but today we're doing a very special commercial-free tribute to the city and the country we call home. And we're running it commercial-free, with thanks to support from this generous radio station. So I think you should get prepared to get even more inspired, because on the other side of this break, we've got Ray Charles, Kate Smith, and Tony Bennett. But make sure you've got a pencil and paper, or a pen, or a crayon, because coming up in this break, some more ways how you, personally, can help. Don't touch that radio dial. I'm Lee Savory. Donations are being accepted right now for the September 11th Fund, established by United Way and the New York Community Trust to help the victims of the terrorist attacks in New York City and elsewhere in the United States. The purpose of the fund is to mobilize financial resources to respond to the pressing needs of the victims and their families and all those affected by the tragedy. Your contribution will be used to help respond to the immediate and longer-term needs of the victims, their families, and communities affected by the events of September 11th. Anyone wishing to contribute to the September 11th Fund may send their donations in care of the United Way of New York City, 2 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10016, or call 212-251-4035. Donors may specify the community, New York City, Washington, D.C., or other affected areas where they would like their contributions to help. Once again, please send your donations in care of the United Way of New York City, 2 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10016, 212-251-4035. And contributions are also being accepted at www.uwnyc.org.
The morning of September 11th, 2001, will live on in the hearts and minds of every American forever. Unfortunately, to some of our fellow New York law enforcement officers and their families, that date will hold an even deeper meaning, having experienced personal losses through this tragedy. Every injured officer and every victim has a story, spoken and unspoken, more harrowing than the next. Although we cannot change the course of these horrific events, we can ease the financial burden of those officers who have suffered catastrophic injuries, and to the families of those who gave their lives trying to help others. In response to the many inquiries offering assistance, the New York State Fraternal Order of Police has initiated a relief fund. They need your help. Please send your contributions to NYS FOP Foundation, WTC Police Disaster Relief Fund, 911 Police Plaza, Hicksville, New York, 11801.
All right, my buddies. Welcome back to Anything Goes if you've just joined us, or you're a new listener. Thanks for dropping by. Here on Anything Goes, we always get together to play classic swing and standards, Broadway, jazz, new swing, jump blues, and a little bit of just about anything else. And today, well, it's a very special, commercial-free tribute to the greatest city in the world, our own city, the city of New York, to the many heroes of whom we are so proud, and to the great diversity that is our city and our wonderful country. I call upon all Anything Goes listeners and all lovers of great music and art to help everyone to realize that our diversity is what makes us great and to fight bigotry and hatred in all its forms. We're going to kick this last set off with Mr. Tony Bennett and a rouser from George Gershwin.
Drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, call them one and all, to the marshal's swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, let's have fun, fun, fun. You son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. Thank you. be done, to be done. Let's have fun, fun, fun. Come on, son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, oh, come on, let's go. Hey, Mr. Leader, hey, Mr. Leader.
Ms. Kate Smith and the quintessential recording of God Bless America. Irving Berlin wrote that classic for the musical Yip, Yip, Yap, Hank. Yeah, one of our greatest American songwriters, Irving Berlin, was born in Russia in 1888, and he didn't become a U.S. citizen until 1918. It's important to remember, especially in these very turbulent times, that some of our greatest patriots may have been born somewhere else, and they may have a different color skin. They love and appreciate this country as much as anyone. By the way, if you're wondering about the title of that musical, Yip, Yip, Yap, Hank, it might interest you to know that after he was drafted, Irving Berlin found himself assigned to Camp Upton in Yap, Hank, Long Island. And Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra, were striking up the band. I'm Lee Savory, and you're tuned in to a very special edition of Anything Goes in tribute to the city and the country we are so proud of. We've got Ray Charles coming at you next with a recording I can't hear enough of these days. So stay close for that. And of course, coming on up in this break, there are more ways that you, personally, can take part in our recovery. On September 21st, the entertainment industry came together to raise funds and raise the spirits of all who have been touched by the horrific tragedy that has struck America. America, A Tribute to Heroes, was a remarkable live two-hour commercial-free simulcast bringing the American family and the international community together to raise funds for the thousands and thousands of victims and their families who have suffered from this heinous assault on humanity. The show may be over, but you can still make a pledge to the September 11 Telethon Fund. All funds raised from this program will go to the September 11 Telethon Fund, administered by the United Way. Everyone involved donated his or her time, resources, and services. ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC underwrote all costs surrounding the show, and the United Way is underwriting all administration costs for the Telethon Fund. The United Way and Tribute to Heroes will not be conducting any solicitations in support of the Telethon, so you have to contact them. To pledge online, please go to tributetoheroes.org or send your contributions to P.O. Box 203-103, Houston, Texas, 77216. That information again to contribute to the entertainment industry's Tribute to Heroes is tributetoheroes.org or send your contributions to P.O. Box 203-103,
Houston, Texas, 77216, and thank you. All righty, fellow citizens, we're back to this very special commercial-free edition of Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and we pay tribute to our country and our city, and most especially to the heroes from all walks of life, of all religions, and of all colors, who have clasped hands to show the world who we really are. Let's bring in Brother Ray Charles to warm our hearts. Charles and my favorite recording of America the Beautiful to conclude this very special edition of Anything Goes. We've been paying tribute to the great city of New York and the free country we call the United States of America, and giving you some information about the many ways that you can help. If you didn't get a chance to write the information down, you can get all the info at my website at leaseavery.com or go to helping.org. That's helping.org, and get linked to the many ways to contribute. My thanks again to the generosity of Sheffield Studios, Jazzy's Magazine, and this great radio station for helping to make this commercial-free edition of Anything Goes possible. Right now, it's time for me to make room for the next bit of great music on this swinging station, but in these times, I appreciate more than ever the pleasure of your company. So please, meet me right back here next week for more of these hijinks. And if you'd like to know where More Anything Goes can be found between now and then, to get linked to organizations who need a helping hand, and to snag yourself a free copy of Jazz Is Magazine and a free CD, well, log on to my website at leesavory.com to get the scoop. And don't forget to drop me a line while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lee Savory. My engineer is Barry Sheffield of Sheffield Studios in Mahwah, New Jersey. Till we meet next, it's even more important to take good care of yourselves, each other, and the Earth. I'm Lee Savory. It's been an enormous pleasure and a privilege.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly jiggles.